Hallelujah. We are celebrating this Resurrection Sunday because 2,000 years ago you got up. But we just don't wait till that moment or that time of the year. We celebrate resurrection every day because you are alive on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are so thankful and grateful. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, musicians. Thank you, sound people. Thank you, each and every one. So glad you could join us this morning. Again, we are live streaming, but we have a word from God. And we are going to celebrate this day every day. This is what we do every day of our life. There's nothing else we know to do but follow Jesus. We're in love with him. He's the love of our lives. This morning, I want to talk about resurrection. Hallelujah. Resurrection. Amen. Glory to God. What did that mean? Well, all this stuff that's going on, let me take a minute and say this. All the stuff that's going on is nothing new to us because Jesus said these things will come to the earth in the last day, but he told us to be of good cheer. Fear not. Don't be moved by none of those things because they are flaring up, but they all been defeated. The reason why so many are afraid because they don't know it. What you don't know can kill you. Amen. Amen. We're not afraid. We're not fearful because we have faith and confidence in God. So I want to talk about resurrection. I believe somebody going to get help today. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, you do not have to live the life of fear. You can live a life of faith. Trust and believing in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, resurrection. Let me read. And I will do some reading today. I'll be using several different translations. But Luke chapter 24, verse 1 through 8. Listen. This is talking about the resurrection. He said, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, certain other with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they enter in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed, in other words, when they went in that tomb, and they didn't find the body of Jesus, the only thing they could assume that somebody had taken him, he had been stolen. And they were puzzled, because they know the kind of whipping, beating he took. There was no way he could get out of there. But they were much perplexed thereabout. Behold, two men stood by in shining garments, as they was afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth. They said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, but he's risen. Glory to God. Remember how he spake unto you when he were yet with you in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remember his words. Resurrection. Before I talk about resurrection, I want to talk about the night before he was crucified and during that night they put him on trial. The night before he was crucified. Listen. Luke 22. 63, 65. I want to take some time for you this morning in the scripture. And let's look at some things that happen. Why we are free. Because every evil you can think of, every kind of punishment can be put on a man. Jesus took it. Luke 22, this is King James, 63. And the men that helped Jesus mocked him. Listen what they did. They mocked him. This was the night before he was crucified. They mocked him. They smote at him, that means they hit him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is it that smotest thee? And many other things blasphemingly spake they against him. Listen to this same portion of scripture in the Passion Translation. Those who was guarding Jesus mocked it and beat him severely. I want you to notice that word severely. They mocked it and beat him severely. Okay? They also made fun of him. I want you to get all of this. Blindfolding him and slapping his face and saying, prove that you are the prophet and tell us which one of us hit you. They blaspheme and heaped it insult after insult upon him. Psalm 69:19. See how they dishonor me in shame and disgrace. You know, Lord, what I'm going through, and you see it all. Let me talk to you a few minutes. Jesus had walked this earth. The Bible tells us that he lived on this earth approximately 33 and a half years. So he did ministry about 3.5 years, somewhere thereabout. Because when he started this ministry that the Lord sent him to the earth to do, he was 30 years old. And for 3.5 years, he walked the earth. Acts sums it up. We could go through the Gospels, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It tells us of the many miracles, the healings, the signs, the wonders, the good work he did. And